Two separate century-old heating systems in Philadelphia are now fighting each other for business. Philadelphia Gas Works is a traditional fossil fuel utility contributing to the city's carbon footprint. The rival, District Steam System, could evolve into a climate solution. But some building owners are converting away from the steam system and installing new gas boilers instead. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports on what this means for the city's effort to tackle climate change.
Beneath Philadelphia's streets lies a 40-mile network of pipes carrying low-pressure steam to dozens of buildings in Center City. From the University of Pennsylvania to the Philadelphia Museum of Art to the new Comcast Towers, all are heated by a system installed about 100 years ago and referred to as the steam loop.
It's like a ring of steam where you have a bunch of people who are connected to that ring who are taking their steam and they're using it.
Mike Ancona is the operations manager with Vicinity Energy, which now owns and operates Philadelphia's steam loop system. Most of us notice this underground system only when residual steam escapes from sidewalk grates. The steam that heats Center City's office buildings is generated at a plant on the Schuylkill River in the Grays Ferry section of South Philadelphia.
So when this place was built, like 100 years ago, right, these boilers ran on coal. If we can go back in time, there would have been a 60,000-ton coal pile sitting here.
Ancona says the days of coal-generated steam are long gone. During World War II, the plant switched to oil. Today, it burns natural gas and some waste grease collected from nearby restaurants. Vicinity says this flexible system could easily ditch natural gas and replace it with renewables or lower carbon fuel to generate that steam. Sarah DeMille is head of marketing for Vicinity.
We can quickly switch our fuel sources as soon as it becomes available.
In fact, Vicinity Energy has already begun to do that with the steam loop system it owns in Boston. Additionally, Vicinity's Ancona says the steam it provides is already more climate friendly than natural gas boilers. And that's because the facility is a cogeneration plant.
None of the fuel that gets burned is burned to make the steam for the city. The fuel that is burned here is burned to make electricity. We use the exhaust gases of the combustion turbine to heat a heat recovery steam generator, and then that makes steam, and that's what's sent to the city.
Experts say this is far more energy efficient than having a gas-fired boiler in each building. Across North America, there are about 900 district energy steam systems. The largest of these are in older East Coast cities like Boston, New York, and Baltimore. About 50 towns and cities in Pennsylvania have district steam loops, including Harrisburg and Pittsburgh. District energy systems are experiencing a renaissance because of climate change. Some universities, for example, are investing in expanding these steam systems to help them reduce their carbon emissions. Bill DeCroce is CEO of Vicinity Energy. DeCroce says if steam is produced with electricity powered by renewable energy, then the buildings could be carbon free.
And the building owners don't have to do a thing, nothing. So no major retrofits, no big capital expense on their part, no disruption. So we become the easy way to decarbonize huge swaths of building space in urban cores.
But in Philadelphia, DeCroce says Vicinity is now battling the city-owned gas utility, Philadelphia Gas Works, for customers. He says PGW is offering deals for buildings to switch from district steam to individual gas-fired boilers. DeCroce admits that district steam is more expensive than natural gas, but he says people should consider the impact on the environment.
People solve for two greens, right? They're solving for dollars and carbon generally. You know, different institutions, different people decide which green to lean towards. So those who decide to lean towards the cheapest alternative will make different decisions with those who are trying to look forward to a less carbon intensive future. And they'll be willing to pay a little bit more for the advantage of being better for the planet.
Two large district steam customers that recently decided to make the switch to natural gas boilers are Amtrak's 30th Street Station and the Independence Historical Park buildings operated by the National Park Service. These are federal agencies that made the switch despite President Biden's commitment to tackling climate change. And this irks environmental groups that support electrification of the steam loop system. The Clean Air Council's CEO, Joe Minot, is critical of these federal agencies and of PGW for drumming up any new customers.
So PGW needs to look at a non-fossil fuel future. In fact, they're doing the opposite. They're becoming very aggressive in terms of trying to find new clients and lock them into long-term contracts.
Minot says he reached out to both Amtrak and the National Park Service, but was unsuccessful in convincing them to stick to the steam loop. An Amtrak spokesperson says the new gas boilers will be cheaper and more reliable. The National Park Service did not return requests for comment. Philadelphia Gas Works disagrees with both Vicinity Energy and the Clean Air Council. The utility would not give WHYY an interview, but a PGW spokesman emailed responses to questions. He says the utility is on board with the city's climate goals, and he says the on-site use of natural gas is less expensive, more energy efficient, and therefore more climate friendly than alternatives, including the steam loop. PGW did not provide further explanation of how this could be the case. Joseph Ingrao is an attorney at the Clean Air Council, and he says PGW risks turning itself into a dinosaur.
PGW is now playing a game of chicken with climate change, and one day it's going to be completely infeasible to continue with natural gas.
PGW says the issue is complex and without a simple solution. But for the first time, PGW's annual budget includes funds to pursue a renewable energy pilot project. In the meantime, Vicinity Energy and PGW will continue to compete for customers in a new business environment that takes climate into consideration. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.